This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll and devastating flooding in western Germany and Belgium rose to at least 168 on Saturday after burst rivers and flash floods this week collapsed houses and ripped up roads and power lines. Some 141 people died in the flooding in Germany's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. That included about 98 in the Ahrweiler district south of Cologne, according to police. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier visited Erfstadt in the state of North Rhine-Westphalia, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. Around 700 residents were evacuated late on Friday after a dam broke in the town of Wassenberg near Cologne, authorities said. But the Wassenberg mayor said water levels had been stabilizing since the night. The Steinbachtal Dam in western Germany, however, remained at risk of breaching after some 4,500 people were evacuated from homes downstream. Steinmeier said it would take weeks before the full damage could be assessed. It's expected to require several billions of euros in reconstruction funds. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27, according to the National Crisis Center, which is coordinating the relief operation there. It added that 103 people were missing or unreachable. In the southern Belgian provinces of Luxembourg and Namur, authorities rushed to supply drinking water to households without a clean water supply. Water levels slowly fell in the worst-hit parts of Belgium. Prime Minister Alexander De Croo and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited some areas on Saturday afternoon. You can keep up on that story on the flooding at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News. There's worry that Tokyo's Olympics could become a super spreader event after an unidentified person inside the Olympic Village tested positive for the coronavirus. The person is reportedly not an athlete, but someone from abroad helping to organize the games. The case is one of 15 new positive results among games participants and workers reported on Saturday, according to Kyoto News Service. Kyoto says there have been a total of 45 COVID-19 infections announced by organizers since July 1st. Gunmen abducted at least 60 people in northwestern Nigeria after riding motorbikes into five villages and firing sporadically into the air, this according to a police official. Nigeria is battling an increase in armed robberies and kidnappings for ransom, mainly in northwestern areas where thinly stretched security forces often fail to stop the abductions. The latest kidnapping took place in Zamfara State overnight on Friday. That's according to a regional police spokesman who added that investigations are ongoing. Four residents told Reuters news agency that armed men had attacked villages in the Shinkafi area, causing panic and abducting at least 60 villagers before escaping into the nearby forest. South African authorities in the port city of Durban said Saturday they were investigating a coastal chemical spill that may have been caused by a warehouse fire during unrest this week. Investigators are also looking at other possibilities for the cause of the spill, which is affecting marine and bird life. Locals have been urged not to use beaches in the area. The head of the Environmental Affairs in KwaZulu-Natal province said water samples will be tested on Monday. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Friday the unrest that has ripped through South Africa in the past week is stabilizing and calm has been restored to most of the affected areas, but the destruction will cost the country billions of rand. Ramaphosa was addressing the nation over the rioting that broke out in several parts of the country last week after his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, was jailed for failing to appear at a corruption inquiry. The police have arrested over 2,500 people suspected to be involved in inciting violence. The president said these cases are being prioritized. And Afghanistan said Saturday the daughter of its ambassador to neighboring Pakistan was briefly abducted and tortured by unknown assailants. A foreign ministry statement issued in Kabul condemned the incident, saying the woman was on her way home in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad when she was taken captive for several hours by unknown individuals. The statement said the woman is in a local hospital and Pakistani authorities are investigating. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.